I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, we're going to do our COVID-19 update, and we are 5 months into the COVID vaccine rollout. Five months already.
Yeah.
How are the vaccines working?
Well, of course, what you're looking for on any type of vaccine, according to the CDC and everybody who's involved in it, is that the vaccines are safe and effective. And we're looking at the effectiveness of it, you know, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tremendous amount of data coming out of the United Kingdom and Israel. They're the two countries who are the farthest along on their vaccination for their population, and they're keeping very good data. And the effectiveness is really hard to refute. They're retesting, finding out that people have the immune system to it. It seems to be very effective. At this point, most of the variants that are hitting it also seem to be effective. There's still some question about the new one in India and the Brazilian, but for the most part, the effectiveness of the vaccine is impossible to refute, which is actually quite amazing that the science that was behind that on getting that out and getting it as quickly as they did is really almost a scientific miracle. So kudos on that. So the effectiveness is right there where it should be.
So the vaccines are effective, but are they safe?
Ah, now that's the new question.
Mm-hmm.
The jury's kind of out on that right now. So that's actually the big question, because not only do you need to have an effectiveness, but also a safety component on that. And right now, we are getting some interesting red flags, actually.
Hmm. Okay. On the safety.
On the safety portion.
Okay. And now, if people get the vaccine, they could get the COVID still.
Yes, they are looking at that as right now they're getting the data. Mm-hmm. They are finding people still getting the COVID. And the vaccine is to take down hospitalizations and deaths.
Okay.
That's the big thing that it's designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're still saying that people would still need to mask and keep social distance, even though they have the vaccine.
So what is VAERS? We've talked about it before. And then the European version of that.
Yeah, the EUDRA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are the reporting systems, and basically that's where we're getting, that's where you determine on the safety portion mm-hmm. of it. Both the European reporting and on the American side, we're getting pretty alarming numbers. Now, there's caveats to that, because they're saying that anybody could report it, but we're talking about, if you take all the vaccinations that have been done since they've been recording it in the last 30 years at this point, it doesn't equal the number of problems that have shown up on this vaccination yet. Hmm. So the combination of all vaccines before, this is kind of eclipsing that report. And they're actually saying that it's, according to the Center for Disease Control, the problems are actually underreported. You know, we're actually mm-hmm. seeing quite a bit of that where it's not really being followed that the report should be put in. And there's, I think I went through the numbers one of the times before
mm-hmm.
on those, and those can actually be looked up and seen what's going on with that. But yeah, it's very, very high numbers on deaths, different types of problems, hospitalizations, anaphylactic reactions to the new vaccinations.
Are you saying the reporting to VAERS and the European, you could call it EUDRA, EUDRA.
Yeah. That's actually what they say, yeah.
They say EUDRA, okay.
Yeah.
That's the European reporting system. These are the reporting systems if you have
sure.
any type of reaction to the vaccine. Have outnumbered the past?
All vaccines
mm.
yeah, for the last 30 years.
Wow.
If you add up everything.
And that's in the last 5 months?
Last 5 months.
Okay.
So those are numbers that anybody can look up and see, so it's not my opinion, you know, mm-hmm. nobody cares what my opinion is,
mm-hmm.
but according to the reporting. Now, they do put caveats in there. They sit there and say, well, anybody can report, but, you know, people were reporting on vaccines before, Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just doing a comparison of what was put out there. And one of the big things is that they're saying is, well, the risk of the COVID is much higher than the vaccines. But, you know, the whole thing is that you have to look at it is who's at risk. Now, I would still sit there and say that if you're in the category of risk, let's say you're 65 or older, okay, if you have certain types of diseases going on.
Comorbidities.
Yeah, comorbidities that go along with that, cardiovascular disease, kidney problems.
Diabetes.
Definitely, I would say that getting the vaccine is certainly something that you should do, mm-hmm. because the risk of the vaccine are much less than the disease process itself. But you're talking about a whole group of people who are pretty much not at risk at all. You know, you're talking about young people pretty much 45 and younger, really don't have a risk, but they do have a risk with the vaccination. So if you require them to get that, I don't know if that's good medicine or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you always look at risk versus benefit in any type of situation. And absolutely the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risk without any doubt for about 14% of the population. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just no doubt about that.
14%.
Yeah. But we go back to the whole thing that 26% of the people out there were completely immune to the infection in the first place. 40% didn't even know that they had it, and that's usually the younger people. You know, so they would catch it and have no idea that they even had it. You have another 20% who have mild to moderate symptoms. It's basically 14% of the population were the ones who were at risk with that, and at a high, very high risk for this infection. But for those who are in those categories and don't have a high risk factor, is that something that we should require them to do where they could be at risk for the vaccinations? Because you're looking at some very particular types of things that seem to be occurring.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of problems are showing up with the vaccines?
Well, mainly it's the blood clotting. And that has a lot to do, the blood clots, people who are younger. Oftentimes women are much more likely, especially during the childbearing years, to actually develop problems that are associated with that. So you're talking about clotting, you're talking about cardiovascular types of problems that are associated with this vaccination. And that's one of the things that they have suspended, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, because they have a higher rate than the Pfizer and the Moderna with the cardiovascular types of incidents.
Mm. So are these concerns about safety valid?
Yes. I mean, there are quite a few reactions in quite a few countries where they've actually stopped vaccinations for a period of time. Now there's reassurances that it's something that you should continue with. They did close down the Johnson & Johnson vaccinations and then have restarted them again here in the United States. But obviously, if they stopped them for a period of time, different countries are kind of stopping them and relooking at them and maybe reevaluating who actually gets the vaccinations. And, you know, I mean, the questions that people are bringing up isn't that they stop the vaccinations, but, you know, they're questioning on who actually should be getting the vaccinations and who shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very legitimate question. Now, the problem that's actually happening is that there's a tremendous amount of censorship in all this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the people who have actually raised up concerns along those lines have really gotten a tremendous amount of backlash and actually very serious threats, not only to their websites, but to their lives. And even the attorney generals, there were 12 states that I think I talked about that before, where the attorney generals had a letter to the platforms, all the different ones that are out there, mm-hmm. to actually start to shut down any type of a questioning of the vaccinations. And I don't think that's healthy in that type of situation, especially when you have this kind of information going out there. And we need to be able to bring up concerns, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about people's health and helping people to make an informed decision.
Right.
And a scientific decision, and the numbers don't lie.
Right.
And so...
Well, one last question before we go to break, but are the vaccines going to be annual?
Yes. That is the other thing, is if this is something that has a high risk to it and we have to do this annually, every time you probably get it, the higher the risk of the vaccination. It's just like any pharmaceuticals. The more that you take something, the more likely you are to have a reaction. Hmm. So, again, that's why the safety concerns come up even into a higher level.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the COVID-19 update.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we're going to talk about arthritis, the pain of arthritis. We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
What professionals out there use the rapid release technology?
It was invented by a chiropractor, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. So chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers,
the NFL, NBA.
NBA, NHL, PGA. So it's very important for sports. A lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain the function of their body. So for sports, for recovery, even after surgeries, headache clinics are using it.
I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And, you know, we have sutures in our skull and work the sutures with it. The headache people just love that.
You just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, I mean, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Getting that under control can really help out. One of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. One of the things that occurs with depression, pain can kind of kick that off. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
Those are up in the neck area, that upper back.
We call those the tension muscle mm-hmm. headaches. Getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. A new year is time for change, and at the Prather Practice, we're changing our name. The Prather Practice is now known as Holistic Integration. Holistic Integration is still the same practice you know and love, but we hope our new name helps current and prospective patients to better understand our main goal and focus. We want to integrate holistic structure-function care into the lives of all our patients so that you can feel as healthy and happy as possible. We still have the same office, the same great staff, the same high standard of care, and the same core values, and we still keep you, the patient, in the center of everything we do. We've just made some updates to help represent us well. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Holistic Integration, still restoring hope to our patients.
And I'm feeling
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about arthritis. It must be Arthritis Month.
It is.
Or Arthritis Week, didn't we have?
It's actually Arthritis Month.
Month, okay. There's some weeks, and there's some days.
And then there's months.
Every day is something.
Yes, there are diseases everywhere. On a daily basis.
So we're going to talk about the pain of arthritis. Dr. Prather, how many people are diagnosed with arthritis?
Well, there's 52 million adults and 300,000 children. who are presently diagnosed with arthritis. Mm-hmm. The most common one is osteoarthritis, with about 30 million of that 52 million.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about osteoarthritis, 1 in 4 adults will develop arthritis in the hips by the time they're 85.
In the hips?
In the hips. Mm. 1 in 2 in the knees. The knees, of course, is a real bad one.
1 in 2
a
certain age?
Yeah.
What is that magic age again?
It's actually 65.
Okay.
Oh, actually, by there. Mm-hmm. 1 in 12 in their hands, if they're over 60. And 80% of everyone over 55 will show osteoarthritis in their spine. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. we see that on a regular basis. And one of the things that we didn't used to see is osteoarthritis in young people. That was actually extremely rare mm-hmm. when I first started out, and it has become very common now. So I expect that the 80% will probably be much higher later on.
What's your theory on that? Why?
You know, I think it's, you know, activity levels, mm-hmm. and then also just the whole social media, computers, all that, because we're seeing quite a bit of it in the neck. When we get together and go over x-rays and all the different types of things, this is one of the common things that we all talk about, is just how much worse the young people are than when we were kids. You know, I sound like one of those old farts now.
Yeah.
You know, that I used to hear. But it is absolutely true. And having that experience over all the years just kind of really shows it out.
Well, and you were talking about, what do they call it, tech neck.
Right.
But you're seeing in this younger generation even a spine deformity.
There's a spike.
Spike.
There's what we call an occipital spike. And we had never seen them before, and we're seeing them regularly now.
Mm.
And that's one thing that we're talking about, this is a brand new thing that we have never, ever seen in the human population, but we do see it now.
Hmm. So what is arthritis?
Well, arthritis, it actually comes from the Greek word arthro, which is joint, and inflammation-itis. So that's what we've got along
Arthur.
Those lines. Darn Arthur. It is basically where you get joint pain. You know, the symptoms that go along with that are joint pain, stiffness, widespread muscle pain, joint swelling and or tenderness, difficulty moving a joint, redness around a joint are real common types of symptoms on that. But it's basically a degeneration of the joint itself. And arthritis is easily seen on x-rays, the evidence of that, and it is a very, very big problem. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, from osteoarthritis alone, there's about 12,000 people who die a year.
Mm.
Just from severe osteoarthritis, and can really wind up in the hospital. And arthritis can be something that can be life-threatening.
So what are the symptoms of arthritis?
Those are, of course, the big thing that you're looking at is mm-hmm. the swelling, stiffness. People can actually kind of start to feel that. One of the things that, you know, people talk about is I can tell when the weather's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually true. There are actually evidence along those lines, and that's just a sign of arthritis. But you can start to feel that where, you know, it's difficult to get up in the morning. Oftentimes with osteoarthritis, as you move around a little bit more, it starts to loosen up.
Mm-hmm.
But that stiffness in the morning, the pains, the aches, a lot of people coming in, you know, with back problems, neck problems, and we show them their x-rays and say, well, you know, this is what it's supposed to look like. That's what your neck looks like. And they say, oh.
Yeah.
Gosh, no wonder I kind of hurt.
Those x-rays tell a story.
Yeah. Yes. People are kind
we
of...
don't always want to hear.
Yeah, people are kind of shocked at what they see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something that it ages you, speeds up the whole biological aging process. And something that everyone should be fighting against, but everyone's starting to, 80% of everybody's starting to develop it.
Yeah. So what causes arthritis?
Well, I mean, it's just not like one simple type of thing oftentimes. Mm-hmm. But you do have a genetic tendency towards that. So there is a genetic component, especially like with rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, that seems to be a big thing. But also osteoarthritis does show some genetic tendencies along those lines. Matter of fact, oftentimes we can get mothers and daughters or dads and sons, and if we're taking care of the whole family, we show the patterns of the arthritis, and it's like, oh my, well, the acorn didn't fall very far from the oak tree, did it? And I say, no, young lady, this is where you're going to be if you don't take care of this.
Right.
So it's always a good thing along those lines. Mm-hmm. Environmental triggers, there can be heavy metal toxicities. There can be chemicals that can be actually kicking that off. Compromised immune systems with rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis. Obesity actually helps to kick off and make arthritis worse.
Because of the weight.
Yeah, the weight and the distribution on that. And then also there's a chemical change. Mm-hmm. You become more acidic, so it actually changes the hormones and the basic physiology of the body when you become obese. It's not just the weight itself, but obesity can really kick that off. Injuries, of course, and then nutritionals. There is a tremendous amount. If you are nutritionally deficient, then that will actually be one of the things that kick off the arthritis.
Now, I always thought, is arthritis an autoimmune?
There is a definite, with rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis and some of the other arthritis, that's definitely an autoimmune. Osteoarthritis can have a food allergy component to it, but it also, with the osteoarthritis, can be injury too, or positional types of things, postural types of issues.
So how is arthritis diagnosed?
Well, arthritis is diagnosed, again, largely through imaging, but there's also other different ways to actually diagnose on the arthritis. One of the things is lab tests. We do autoimmune panels to see what's going on. The inflammation, C-reactive protein, erythrocyte sedimentation rate. History is very important. Family history, a history of past trauma is also a big aspect. And then on examination, we do range of motion. One of the things as we start dealing with people, as we start to get the joints working better, that we start to see that the range of motion starts to really increase and start to make a big difference on what's happening. So exam is also a very big part of making sure that we have a good understanding of people's arthritis.
Mm-hmm. So what are the, you've been talking a little bit, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid, what are the types of arthritis?
The types of arthritis, we of course talked about osteoarthritis as number one. Rheumatoid arthritis would probably come in second.
Mm-hmm.
Psoriatic arthritis is another one. Gout, which is a uric acid. There's actually quite a few more, but those are the main ones.
Gout is a type of arthritis.
Gout is considered a type of arthritis. Yeah, it is a uric acid buildup. Gets into the joints, very, very painful, very red and very hot. But it's also in the mainly in the big toes is where mm-hmm. you start to see that. Ankles and knees are the big places that we see the gout hit.
We have a great treatment for that. We're going to be talking about treatment. So now osteo means bone?
Osteo means bone.
So, osteoarthritis. Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk more on arthritis, what causes it, what makes it worse, and we'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And my leg, don't forget, was sticking straight out in this cast. And before long, he turned to me again and said, "Did you break your leg?" I said, "I didn't break my leg. I broke my femur." And he said, "Huh." So he turned to me and he said, "Ma'am, I guess I ought to be embarrassed, but I don't even know where the femur is located." I turned to him and said, "You don't have to be embarrassed about that. You don't have to know where the femur is located because men don't have one."
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
There are two things that control the body, tells the body what to do, the nervous system and the endocrine system. So what we always tell people when people come in and we're trying to get them healthier, we need to make sure your nervous system is working right and your endocrine system is working right. Structure affects function and function affects structure. Like I was telling a patient, the two things that she came in complaining about was her atlas, because she knew that that was out.
And the atlas is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae right underneath the skull. And then also her thyroid, which of course is nervous system and then endocrine system. And I was telling her we have to really get both of those working correctly, because the atlas being out will affect the thyroid, and the thyroid being a problem actually affects the atlas. Because if you don't get the thyroid under control, there's a feedback, and it puts pressure on the nervous system and will actually cause a misalignment.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, Rapid Release Therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRAYTHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about arthritis. And Dr. Prather, before we went to break, you were talking about the different types of arthritis again.
Sure.
Just kind of want to go over, you know, the differences. So you got osteoarthritis.
Yeah, which is the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wear and tear, you know, type of arthritis is basically what they talk about. Postural has a great deal to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries can kick that off. But there seems to be a nutritional quality to it, too,
mm-hmm.
that has a big effect along those lines. And then just trying to keep the chemistry, you know, the physiology makes a real big difference with osteoarthritis.
And then you talked about rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis are both autoimmune types mm-hmm. of arthritis. Basically, when you're looking at that, autoimmune is that the body, the effectiveness of the T cells has been dropped, and the body's just relying more on the B cells, where it's not a in other words, it's just attacking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't have these the immune system being guided. And so, like with rheumatoid arthritis, basically the body starts to attack the cartilage, and which is a very inflammatory, very debilitating type of arthritis. And trying to get the immune system under control at that point is very important. Psoriatic arthritis, psoriasis is involved,
mm-hmm.
and usually you have... It can just be in the joints itself, or it could be just in the skin that it's hitting. But again, it's an autoimmune type of disease where the body's going after the joints or the skin,
mm-hmm.
and trying to get the immune system working again is one of the things that we try to do. Or you try to, through medicines, try to get the actually weaken the immune system even further to actually stop the reactions.
So, what makes arthritis worse?
The things that actually do control a lot of the severity of their arthritis, one of the biggest things is obesity. Mm-hmm. You know, we had talked about that as one of the factors. And it's not, again, just the weight itself, but the physiological changes that start to occur. There are hormonal changes, there's pH balance changes, there's changes in metabolism, growth of cells also starts to occur, and there's actually changes within what they call the osteoblasts and osteoclasts that start to occur. So obesity is a major problem in arthritis, and we do see some excellent results if we can just get the weight down, where we can see some real changes along those lines.
Yeah, and it's just not just the weight, you're saying a chemical change.
Chemical changes, and that's why we don't just go by BMI on that, but we look at the fat percentage. Because it's not, you can actually have a very low fat percentage and be heavier, you know, because you have a heavier bone structure and heavy muscle. So what we do is a BCA, which is has a bioimpedance to it, which will actually measure the fat percentage, and that's what's important. Because you get the same effects even if you're skinny fat. You know, that's one of the effects along those lines. Age is, of course, another factor. As you get older. Yeah, as you get older, we expect to see more arthritic changes. So, you know, that's one of the things. But, of course, you can look at the, like, the neck and just see, like, C3 and C4 are the only ones that are degenerated, but all the joints are the same age. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these aren't a problem. So there's, you know, what happens is over age is that the injuries start to accumulate. So it's not just age itself.
But posture, like you said, is so important.
So important, especially on the knees.
I love our posture analysis. It just tells you so much, you know, with the patient, and so important to work on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Emotional state. People get, if you get stressed, that changes your physiology again. So people find, when we find people are stressed, their arthritis gets worse.
Are you finding anybody stressed these days?
I don't know why anyone would be stressed right now, because we have everything just being taken care of like crazy. But
that's truth in there.
Comorbidities, you know, diabetes, cardiovascular, all those things have a big effect along with that. Sleep. If we find that our patients insomnia, if we can get people to help them to sleep, all of a sudden a lot of their arthritic pains go away. So sleep studies have been found to have a very big effect on the levels of arthritis and arthritic pain that people actually suffer, because again, without sleep, you're changing the whole physiology of the body. Just shows up the holistic of the thing. And nutrition. Nutrition has a very, very big effect on arthritis. And if there's everyone who we actually work with on the arthritis say, yeah, the nutrients really make a big difference on how much pain I'm actually going through.
Right, right. Now, what causes arthritis pain?
Well, the biggest thing is inflammation, you know, trying to get that under control. If we see a high inflammatory response in people, on their blood work, then we know that if we can get that lowered, that all of a sudden they're going to be feeling better. So we get people in with a 10 or 12 on their C-reactive protein, and we give them some nutritional types of things, usually, with that. Then we get that down to a 2 or a 3, or even down to a 1. People are saying, wow, you know, yeah, I feel tremendously better.
Yeah. So getting that inflammation down.
Get that inflammation down. Musculoskeletal damage is a big factor along those lines. If you have joints that just aren't working right, that has a big effect on that. And then nerve or centralized pain. So especially like in the spine, if you have some arthritis in through there with some pressure on some of the nerves, that can actually really create a lot of problems. So the pain is involved with the actual damage to the joint, to the nerve interference that can actually occur along those lines, and then also to the whole inflammatory process, or what we look as a totality to get where it needs to be.
So what are the medical treatments for arthritis?
Now, the medical treatments along those lines, there's basically where you're talking about disease-modifying or anti-rheumatic drugs. They also call them DMARDs. And they are classified into traditional targeted biologics and biosimilars. And basically what you're looking at that is that you're trying to change, especially autoimmune diseases, and you're looking at things, drugs that will try to change the autoimmune response and actually weaken the immune system so the response isn't as strong. And that's usually for the autoimmune types of arthritis is what they use those for. You also have the over-the-counter and prescription medicines. So you're looking at non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And you're talking about aspirin, naproxen, ibuprofen types of things. And all of those can have a very important effect along those lines. Acetaminophens, topical pain relievers, hyaluronic acid therapy, which you can actually do in injections, opioids and antidepressants plays a big part in that. Now, the over-the-counter medicines, sort of the acetaminophen, is really the thing that they look at for first line for pain. It blocks the prostaglandins. Now, but you do have to be careful with the acetaminophens because they can cause liver damage. So what we recommend on people as they're kind of working along those lines is take it sparingly as much as you can. If you're trying to get something under control, you only take it as much as 10 days, and then you have to take a break from it. Now, acetaminophen should be a part for people who have medication, you know, have severe arthritis and need that. So it should be a part of what you're looking at. But the big thing that we try to do is combine that also with natural products to get, you know, to actually, the goal on that, and we're always really glad when people start to say, you know, as we're working with them, hey, I haven't had to take any over-the-counter medicines for, you know, now for a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we always try to keep track of as we're treating patients, is how often that they feel like they have to get some type of a pain reliever going on. And then the NSAIDs is also basically their COX-1, COX-2 inhibitors. Again, you're talking about the aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen. But you can get severe stomach bleeding on that. You can get nausea, indigestion, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, itching, rashing, headaches, high blood pressure. And so all of those are something that you have to be careful.
You sound like you're doing a drug commercial.
I know. Well, you know, when you're
the side effects are
the pharmaceuticals, you know, can be extremely helpful, and you can actually combine the two of those to get even a better effect. But again, you want to use those. We always tell people we want you to use those as sparingly as possible, and we want you to keep track as we're working with you. Because we should be seeing as we're doing our treatments that you're having to use that less and less. And then ibuprofen and naproxen, you're looking at risk of heart attack or strokes.
Really?
So, you know, those are all things that you need to be aware of as you're getting into those, but they are very important.
Okay. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the role of structure function care, what that plays in arthritis. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What's your view about bioidentical hormones?
Bioidentical hormones are bioidentical. So what they've done is they've made them exactly like your natural hormones, which sounds like a really good idea. Very effective. You can get some very quick results, but extremely dangerous. Why? Because you're talking about 64 different major hormones that have an interrelationship with one another. If you just throw one hormone, it affects all the others. So there's a whole cascade along those lines, and you can really cause some extreme damage. They've done experiments, and they've done six of them, and they ran them, and they stopped them every single time because of the increased risk of cancer was just out the roof. There were people who were dying who were in the studies along those lines. Well, I can think of six women who were in my office who were getting their hormones balanced, and they said that they were going to go for bioidentical hormones because it was quicker, easier.
And that's something we do not do here.
We do not do here. And they all six wound up getting cancer. So your chances of getting cancer are very, very high. Less than that is the pharmaceuticals that are given out. There's much less risk pharmaceutically. You still have a risk for cancer, but much less than bioidenticals. And people think because it's very close, then it's gentler to the body. It's totally not true. And then you take it a step down, and when you're starting to deal with it naturally, then it actually reverses the risk for cancer.
How do you treat hormones?
Well, what we do is, like, let's say you need thyroid. Well, we give thyroid organ. You need pituitary. We give some organ tissues of pituitary. Also, there are different types of herbals. So we can do either with animal organs, adrenals, thyroid, pituitary, those types of things to get that worked out. But then there's also herbals that you can use. And then the organs, you do the combinations along with homeopathy. Mm-hmm. So we have three different ways of approaching it, and see which one is the best for each individual. And what's great about that is that the body takes it into your system, utilizes it how it wants to, and you're still talking about body regulation. If the doctor takes over the regulation of the hormones, it's dangerous. If the body's doing the regulation, it knows how to move it back and forth, it knows how to do the subtle changes, and if you do that, it's a very safe way, and you're bringing the body closer into homeostasis with the herbals, homeopathics, and the organ tissues, so that you are more protected from diseases and cancer than the other way.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At Holistic Integration, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in your body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at Holistic Integration by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope.
It's a beautiful day.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking about arthritis today. We talked about the medical treatments before we went on break. What we do at Holistic Integration is called structure function care. So what role does structure function care play in arthritis?
It should absolutely be a portion of any type of arthritic care. To really be able to get arthritis under control. Because if you're sitting there just going pharmaceutically, they will eventually, you'll kind of run to the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pharmaceuticals are a very important part of the process along those lines. Severe cases with the
rheumatoid
compromising. There are definitely cases along those lines, but that should be a last resort. Mm-hmm. You should always try and hit. Again, it's we keep talking about risk versus benefits. The nice thing about the structure function care is there's very little risk and a high benefit ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Pharmaceuticals you start to get into because you can't really take the pain anymore and you're trying to control things. But pharmaceuticals, by their very nature, are always going to cause problems. So the more that you take, the longer that you take them, the more likely you are to develop a disease because of the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole goal and why structure function is very important is it really keeps the burden of the pharmaceuticals off the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to actually get it so that you're not taking any is the ideal on that. But that we, on those cases where we're usually starting out, it's that we try to see a decrease in the amount of pharmaceuticals you're having to take.
Right. Right.
So structure function is absolutely critical.
So how, has structure function care been shown to be helpful with arthritis?
Oh, absolutely. There is just so many studies out there that just shows how helpful structure function care.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the structural, which makes a huge difference with the osteoarthritis. There's just no doubt that that is absolutely critical along those lines. Then you can get into the inflammatory process with the acupuncture and the other aspects. And then the nutritional portion is absolutely critical in any of the different types of arthritis. And then rebuilding the immune system for those people with autoimmune. All those different types of aspects have been shown time and again through clinical studies to really make a huge, huge difference.
Well, let's talk about the different aspects of structure function care, that especially that we do at Holistic Integration that help with arthritis and we use. The first one, let's talk about chiropractic care. Why is chiropractic care important?
Well, anytime that you're trying to change the posture or the structural alignment, there's just no doubt that that can help out, especially with osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we find a great deal of benefit with psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, all of those too. But osteoarthritis, really, chiropractic has to be a big part on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about knees. As one of the major types of things. So people are coming in with, hey doc, my orthopedic said, I'm probably, if I keep going like I'm going, I'm going to have a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
It's bone on bone, and I don't know if I can take it anymore. Doc says, the longer I can go, the better. So what can you do for me? I said, well, let me take a look at your knees, and I see a definite misalignment along those lines. Go in, we do an adjustment, and then they stand up and they say, oh my gosh, that feels better immediately.
Mm-hmm.
How long can we do this for? And I said, we could probably add another 5 years,
right,
before you have to have the surgery.
And we had the rehab, the exercise.
Oh, there's
a knee brace. Yeah.
All those different types of things really go into that to help that out, but going on with all the other things we're talking about. But the adjustments, and then with the spine, absolutely, we can get some incredible changes along those lines. People with osteoarthritis that we see on the x-rays, we do an adjustment on them, and it's immediate relief.
I know I was working with someone yesterday that was new to me, and he was saying his bowed leg knee,
right,
is fully aligned. I mean, and he's only come a short time. It's not bowing out, which would have caused, a lot of problems and eventually a knee replacement.
Sure.
Was exciting.
It just cuts down on the, one of the things that is absolutely true on osteoarthritis is an abnormally positioned vertebrae, knee, hip, ankle is going to start to wear and tear on because it wasn't designed to be in that position. Mm-hmm. So if you take the chiropractic and put it back to where it's supposed to be, obviously that's going to slow down the arthritis and give you a chance to even get some reversal on that.
Right. You are the bone setters.
We are the bone setters.
What about diet? Can diet play a role with arthritis?
Well, they did an interesting study with osteoarthritis. They took people who were hospitalized for osteoarthritis. And again, I said, you know, there's quite a few people who have very, very severe osteoarthritis who have to be hospitalized. And they did a 10-day fast for them. Mm-hmm. And 80% found 80% relief of their arthritic pains.
So stop eating?
Well, you know, you can't do that.
Right.
But it does show how much diet plays a role.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do is we figure out what diet will reduce the amount of inflammation in their system. And so food allergies is one of the huge things that actually go along with that.
Yeah.
Nightshades are pretty well known to kick up inflammation. So you're talking about tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants, all those types of foods. And for an Italian, that doesn't sound
you're not great. Talking about yourself. You're talking about me.
You're talking about you. That can be a real problem. So, you know, being aware of what foods, and it's different for each person, but we do have ways of actually...
We do the food sensitivities and
find out what diet actually plays a role. But yes, everyone with severe arthritis say that diet plays a really big role.
Well, I know if I've not eaten well one day, the next morning, I am stiffer.
Get kind of those aches and pains.
Let's talk about acupuncture. Is acupuncture helpful in arthritis?
Oh, acupuncture. I mean, everyone who has arthritis should be looking at acupuncture. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose
even if you don't have, as far as I'm concerned, even if you don't have arthritis.
Right, yes.
Love my acupuncture.
Oh, it, you know, I mean, people sit there and say, wow, I'm so relaxed afterwards, even more so than a massage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny that you can stick needles in somebody and it just relaxes you like crazy. But people can feel the difference, and acupuncture is, you know, I've had people with swollen knees, and I have someone else coming in, you know, with them. And I go in there and I stick the needles in their knee, and I said, now watch. And they said, you know, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? Hmm. But, you know, the inflammation is going down as they're watching it.
Yeah.
People have swollen backs where it's raised up in the low back area from arthritis, and we stick needles in through there, and we see it actually go down as we're looking at it.
Yeah, great anti-inflammatory. Yeah. Let's talk about supplements. Are supplements helpful with arthritis?
Oh my gosh. That is just absolutely for any type of long term, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're talking about vitamins, niacinamide, pantothenic acid, vitamin C, vitamin E. You're talking about minerals. Boron is a huge one along those lines that we see. Selenium, sulfur, zinc. You're talking about glucosamine chondroitin. Basically is a well-known type of thing that helps to rebuild cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, omega-3, SAMEs with the methionines plays a big role. Superoxide dismutase, there's sea cucumbers. New Zealand green-tipped mussels have a huge anti-inflammatory type of well. You know, when you're talking about herbals, Boswellia serrata. Mm-hmm. And if you use
Herbal names.
If you use a combination on that, clinical studies actually find that it works better than almost all over-the-counter medications without the side effects. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to replace a lot of people's problems, you know, things like bromelain, devil's claw, ginger, yucca, capsicum, feverfew, all those types
now
of things.
Now our time's almost up. I want to make sure homeopathy.
Homeopathy is probably our magic type of bullet. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy, I say, is the thing that can really make the biggest difference. And we can actually make a homeopathic for even a particular joint and the type of arthritis it is, and make that up and see some dramatic changes that take place on that. So homeopathy is, again, probably the most important thing that we do in our office.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. It's always very informative.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.